Hi, and welcome to a podcast, Banking on Value Exchange. I'm your host, Maitreya Kota, GM Marketing at Sundek. Today we have Jamal Anwar Farakandi, AVP Global Delivery at Sundek, joining us. In this episode, we'll be talking about the importance of effective communication in project management.
Just to set the context, like all of us know, project, if you look at it, has multiple people working on it, right? I mean, people from different backgrounds, whether it is technical, functional, different experience ranges, different personality styles and wavelengths. And it becomes that much more complex to bring each one of them together and make them work towards a common goal of a project, right? I mean, each project, of course, has a very clear goal and outcome defined. And getting all of them together and making them work towards the common goal, and this is where an effective communication makes a very, very big difference. And not communicating effectively could have an impact, or will have an impact, on the project delivery itself. And many instances we've seen projects have failed because of lack of communication. In fact, the industry stats say that businesses have incurred a loss of over 1 trillion. I mean, that's massive, over 1 trillion annually due to poor communication. With that as a background, let me get Jamal to give his perspective and his experience on this topic. So Jamal, from a project management perspective, how can communication amongst the teams be improved? And what, according to you, are some of the best practices that you have seen work well in a large, complex project management scenario, Jamal?
Thank you, Maitra. You have asked a very fundamental question, a very important question on the project management itself. And, you know, basically project management is not just communication management, we know. But without communication management, there is no project management. So it's very vital for any project management. Now, first and foremost, as you asked, with varying, you know, background, different personalities, every project is going to be like that, right? You have different types of people, different skill sets, architects, developers, analysts, writers, so many, you know, from varying background and skills. So how do you ensure that with all this variety in the team and the tasks that need to be done, how do you ensure that we are meeting the objective? First and foremost, all the stakeholders, not just the project team but the management, customer, all the stakeholders of the project should have absolute clarity about the objective of the project itself. That is a key thing. And how do you ensure that that is done? Because that is where the communication comes into place, right? So first of all, you need to have a master plan, which everyone can access, okay? Which will tell the stakeholders, again, when I say stakeholders, it's not limited to the project team alone, all the stakeholders, that they should be clear about the expectations. What are the key deliverables expected from this project? What is the timeline, right? What are the important milestones that we need to achieve, or that's going to be tracked? If you achieve all those milestones, you can say that the project is successful. We are going to do this in time. So that is first and foremost, there has to be something like that, a master plan, which is accessible to everyone, and everyone can go by that. So that's number one. Then the internal communication. So you have to strengthen the internal communication. So that could be, you know, as I said earlier, there are multiple personalities, different skills, different, you know, background, different tasks, right? So what a developer is going to do, probably a technical writer may not understand what he's going to do. But at the same time, everyone should understand what his or her task is, what exactly he or she has to do, and at the same time, how that contributes to the overall objective of the project. That's where, when I say everyone should have clarity about the objective and the plan, that's where it comes in. Basically, though you have your own task, you also should know what others are doing, primarily to understand that how your contribution is going to, you know, to help the project. So that's another thing. So then if you look at it again, when we talk about the communication, there are few characteristics of good communication, right? You have this master plan, you know, you have to propagate this across the board. Everyone should be in sync. So how do you do it? So there are a few characters of good communication. Number one, content itself, right? The message that you want to convey to the team or to the stakeholders. First of all, you yourself should be convinced about the content that you want to convey, whatever it is. Then comes the timing of the communication, right? So needless to say, we all know that the timing is of utmost importance, because you are conveying something to the team or the stakeholders for them to be ready or for them to act. So there is no point in conveying this after the fact, or there is no point conveying to the team without giving them time to prepare themselves, right? So timing of the communication is very important, and that applies to customer as well. You are planning to deliver something to customer, you are going to ship a release to customer, then you have to inform them well in advance. In this case, maybe 2 weeks in advance, or as the case may be. If something you are going to give as a hot fix, you can't give 2 weeks, of course, but still, so that they are prepared to receive the shipment that we are giving to them and use that. So that's what I'm talking about when I say timing. That's what I meant. Then the language. When I say language, it doesn't mean that it's about English or any other language. When I say language, you need to understand to whom you are communicating this to. If you are communicating to customer, you have to use their language. When I say language, their terminology, the context in which you are working in, right? What exactly you are planning to deliver. So you have to use their language in that terms. If you are communicating to your own team, when you would communicate to developer, you have to use the developer's language so that he understands, he or she understands what exactly needs to be done. If when you communicate to management, for example, because you have to communicate to all the stakeholders, right? That is not limited to customer or your team across the board. Then you have to use the content may be same, but you may have to have a different level of abstraction. You may have to stress on something, specifically, where you need attention from the project, senior management. So the when I say language, that's what I meant. You have to use the language of the audience to whom you are going to communicate. Then, of course, as you go in the project management, as you progress with the project, you have to ensure that everybody supports you. Basically, it's not that only the project team works on the project, right? There are going to be interdependencies. You will have other departments helping you. You have other departments supporting you towards the success of the project. That could be something on the development, it could be on testing, it could be on some training, right? You want to conduct a training to customer, then that is going to be done by a separate professional team, right? So, or you have configuration management, repository management, that's going to be some other team. So there are a lot of interdependencies like that. You need to keep them also in sync with the objective of the project, with that the progress of the project, right? And including the relevant challenges, risks, or issues that may come up in the project from time to time. So these are some of the aspects that we need to consider.
Wonderful points, Jamal. I mean, I'm just tempted to bring out a famous saying which I keep hearing on the work front, right? Good news can take the stairs, but bad news should always take the elevator. So there's so much communicated in that, right? It's so important for us as teams and people part of projects to want to recognize what to communicate and when and where we need to have urgency when it comes to communication. So thanks for those wonderful insights. Switching to the next question where we would like to get your insights, Jamal, is specific to client interaction or engagement, right? You're part of the global delivery and you interact with clients on a day-to-day basis. So what are your views when it comes to client engagement and interaction and how crucial it is in ensuring an effective project delivery for a client? What are your views on that and maybe some experiences that you could share with us, Jamal?
Okay. First and foremost, especially with communication to client, I would say, I would underline that be proactive. You communicate proactively, even if it's a bad message. We just talked about the bad message, right? The good message takes stairs, whereas, we say that. So even if it's a bad message, you communicate to the customer proactively. Now, if you look at from a client perspective, same thing, in the sense that every customer, because if you look at the, especially in a typical, product delivery or even in projects, if you look at it, customer is entrusting something with us to deliver, right? And it cannot be a black box. The client has asked us to do, and we are expected to deliver certain things to customer. And there is a plan, there is a date. You're starting project on 1st June. Maybe your first delivery is next March or December, whenever it is. But you can't keep customer guessing till then. You have to communicate them. You have to communicate them of the progress. You have to communicate them of the challenges that you're facing, because all these things can change from time to time. So keeping customer in sync, keeping customer abreast of the progress, not just the progress, even the, as I said, even the bad messages, will always help project manager or the us to gain the confidence of the customer, not just gaining, but improve the customer delight as well, because every customer would like to know what is going on, because as I said, it cannot be a black box.
Well, thanks, Jamal, but it's been fascinating interacting with you. And to quickly summarize what you just said, right? One, it's important to streamline, have a plan. The timing is very important, and articulate your communication well, and being proactive. That's also very important, whether it is client, internal teams. I think these are some certain aspects that we could take as takeaways from your insights. And thanks a lot, Jamal, for your time. It's been wonderful chatting with you. And to all our listeners, thank you for your time, and stay tuned for more such podcasts. And I'm your host, Maitreya Kota, signing off today. Thank you.